Tampa always on the move. Native of Australia into Jijic.
It looks funny coming out of his hands, but Dele brings them energy and can make shots.
Dellavedova's hit two threes, one at each half. Jijic, and it's a one-point game.
Dele's made the plays here.
Yeah, NBA Straya. How you going? That's right, man. It is NBA Straya. It is Wednesday, December 19. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. As we wrap up after every day of NBA action, just while repping Straya, a little bit, mate. All right, so today we had LeBron losing in Brooklyn. We had Austin Rivers getting waved like the punchable little dork that he is. So we're going to cut. Oh, there's a couple of also Rip Snorter games on the slate. So that'll be good. We'll cover all that with all the usual dumbassery. If that's not a knife, that's a knife. Old mate, no mate, spud of the night, and better than Lonzo Ball. There's also those evergreen favorites. Yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day, and our back takeouts, where we're serving up some flame grill takes. It's going to be great. Trust me. We also pick and preview all the games tomorrow. It's a massive, massive day tomorrow. And because it's Wednesday today, we have a new Shane Heal Shooters Shoot, Shoot Your Shot, Light 'em Up Award, and a great moment in NBA Straya stat history. And we'll also finish off with a brand new Rowdy's Reco, just in time for the holidays, with Ryan Brockhoff swinging by to give us another life hack. Love it. All right, let's get to it. NBA's back, and this is NBA Straya episode 207. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockhoff, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Ah, you better. Or you better watch out for, what are you going to watch out for today? Oh, Jarrett Allen coming in off the weak side to block the shit out of your shot if you're LeBron James. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, we're going to start today the way we start every show here at NBA Straya with the daily whip around. Nice one. As mentioned at the top, Austin Rivers, that punchable little spud, has been waived by the Suns and Shams Charania over there at, The Athletic now. He was all like, oh, man, he's going to the Grizzlies. And then the Grizzlies are like, reckons there are 4 to 5 teams after Austin Rivers. It's pretty interesting. 4 to 5 teams. It can't be the Clippers. They can't get him back after they've traded him. Can't be the Wizards because they traded him. The Suns don't want him. So who do you reckon that is? They reckon he wants to go to a contender. And the Suns are like, yeah, we don't want you around because we've heard you're a fucking dickhead. So where do you want to go, buddy? How about we wave you and you can go where you want? And he's like, thought it'd be sick, bro. Houston, what do they need? More inefficient guards? What do you reckon? Orlando, they're not a contender. Boston don't need him. The Knicks aren't a contender. The Lakers could use another one, I guess. That'd be fun. Austin Rivers like rolling into LA on the other side of the of his dad. That'd be funny as hell. Anyway, who gives a shit? It's Austin Rivers. Nick Nurse also got fined $15,000. That's the Raptors coach for criticizing the refs about not calling fouls, going Kawhi Leonard's way. I mean, sure. Why not? Pretty funny. Do you reckon Kawhi's got his back? He fucking well better. Injury news, not a giant amount. Mike Conley, he's still out with his hammy. Marc Gasol dealing with a couple of injuries here and there, apparently, which is why he's been shit. Classic Marc Gasol. There's always an excuse. Love it. Anyway, so let's get into today's wraps, shall we? Let's do the damn thing. Cleveland. What's that, Stephen A. Smith? Who are they?
Cleveland!
That's right. They went into Indy and somehow fucking pulled this one out, which is absolutely bloody wild, mate. That's right. It was a playoff rematch from last year, don't forget. But still, man, Larry Nance Jr. has his putback for the win, which is crazy after Victor Oladipo missed a couple of free throws that basically let the Cavs stay within pissing distance, and they took advantage of it. Spud Rodney Hood missed a pull-up jumper, and Larry Nance tipped it back in. Cavs win. This was fucking wild, man. Absolutely wild. The Pacers didn't score for like the last 2 minutes of this game. It was absolutely nuts. And we picked this one actually yesterday. We picked it right. So the Pacers, man, they shot 39% for the game. Didn't score in the last 2 minutes. Victor Oladipo. He had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, but shot 4 of 15. We had 12 and 10 with 4 blocks for Miles Turner. 17 and 8 for Domantas Sabonis, the Souvlaki King. And 14 on 14 for Bojan, 13 and 9 for Thad. Tyreke Evans stunk up the joint. Pacers, man, told you their offense wouldn't be able to really kick the shit out of Cleveland. It proved to be true. For the Cavs, I mean, Larry, Mo Effin, Nance Jr., 15 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, and the game-winning fucking putback. He was amazing. Rodney Hood had 17. The Sex Man, Colin Sexton. Yeah, 12 points on 6 of 13 shooting. Kobe. Not enough free throws or threes, I feel like, for the Sex Man of late. Chetty Osman, 13 points. Burks with 14. And Dally! King Dally, another double-digit scoring game. We'll talk about him in Australian Player Watch. Absolutely crushed it, though, did our King Dally. Smasher of tins, first of his name. Gatherer of loose balls. Love it. Indy, with that loss, now dropped to 20-11. And Cleveland, that's right. Cleveland. 8-23. Absolutely bloody wild, mate. Elsewhere, the Washington Wizards went into Atlanta and got absolutely fucking embarrassed by this shitty Hawks team. 118-110, which was wild. Jeremy Lin, of all people, buried the Wiz. Scored 12 points in the fourth quarter to put them away. Buried poor Thomas Satoransky there as well and snapped him in half, which was hilarious. The Wiz, 29 points and 10 rebounds for Brad Beal. They got rid of Austin Rivers, so Brad Beal's like, fucking sweet. I hate that little prick. John Wall had 15 points on 6 of 18 shooting. Kobe, 6 assists and 3 turnovers. He was scoreless in the first half. Classic John Wall. 19 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 steals from the newly arrived Trevor Ariza. There for the Wiz. Didn't help them get the win, but I mean, sure. At least he doesn't want to fight Brad Beal. El Jefe Green, 12-7, 11 for Sato Satoransky and Keith Morris, man. I still reckon he and Marcus Morris switched. Keith had 7 points, 1 of 5 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. That's a fucking Marcus Morris line before like any year apart from like the last 18 months. He and Keith definitely fucking swapped. Just saying. For the Hawks, they had 7 players in double figures. John Collins, that's a tall cocktail. 20 points and 13 rebounds. He is one of the best young players no one's fucking talking about. I love him. He's so springy. Dwayne Dedmon, he had 13 and 10. Trey Young, he had 19 points on 5 of 11 shooting. 3 of 6 from 3. Pretty good. That's pretty good. 4 assists on 5 turnovers. That's not so good. Baze Gaze and Kevin Huerta. They had 13 each. And as mentioned, Jeremy Lin had 12 points in the fourth quarter, 16 all up. And Alex Len, the Ukraine train, the Ukraine stepladder, 15 and 5. Nice one. Washington with that loss dropped to 12 and 19. Just as well they made that win now move and lost to the Hawks, who are now 7-23. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers went into Brooklyn with Brooklyn wearing their sweet, sweet, sweet City Edition jerseys. And the Lakers lost 110-115. Brooklyn smashed it. Fro Allen also smashed it. He smashed LeBron James. LeBron's going for a dunk. Fro Allen goes, nah. Bang! Gonna fucking block the shit out of you. How do you like that one, LeBron? LeBron's like, oh, he's younger than me, man. He made some great excuses afterwards. Like, oh, I'm like over 30, bro. Like, he's like in his 20s. Sometimes you get blocks, but it's all over social media. It's like, oh, fuck off, LeBron. Just go, that was good, man. Good job. But really, the Nets randomly won this because of Jared Dudley. He went off in the fourth quarter, and D'Angelo, going up against his old team, had a fucking huge game. So for the Lakers, the bench scored a total of 18 points. Ugh. Shooting 7 of 18. Yeah, that ain't it, Chief. LeBron James had 36 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists, and 5 turnovers. Classic LeBron. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists for Lonzo. Kuz at 22-11. And that was it. Absolutely fucking it for the Lakers. I mean, there was 6 for Josh Hart on 2 of 10 shooting. Lance make him dance, came home and had 8 points. and the notorious KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, in the notorious BIG game, played for 38 minutes and had 6 points. Yeah, that's building up that trade value there, KCP. For the Nets, they shot 14 of 34 from three. Nice. About time. D'Angelo had 22 points, 13 assists, tying a career high. Shot 9 of 21, but hit a couple when it counted. 18 and 6 for Spitzel. Dinwiddie, he played the entire fourth quarter. He and D'Angelo really rode them home. Joe Harris hit a couple of big shots late, a big three, and then like a pretty amazing loop-de-loop kind of layup. It was awesome. Rondé, Hollis Jefferson smothered LeBron into 60% shooting, but also had 17 and 8. I love having like watching Rondé play LeBron, because Rondé is almost as tall as LeBron, like maybe an inch shorter or so, but he's like long, athletic. You'd think you'd be able to stay with him, but LeBron always routinely fucking smokes him. Damari Carroll had 13, and so did Jared Dudley, most of which was scored in the fourth quarter for Jared, which was incredible. Oh, Jared Dudley out there driving through the entire Lakers team after apparently setting them up all game for making passes. In the fourth, he's like, oh, trick ya, look at this fake pass. Boom! Dunks all over the Lakers. Incredible stuff. LA now dropped to 18 and 13, and Brooklyn are up to 14 and 18. And Nets, they now own the longest winning streak in the NBA right now because the Pacers lost to the Cavs. That is absolutely fucking wild. They haven't won six straight since I was watching them in Barclays in 2014. Absolutely nuts, man. 14 and 18, six straight. Longest winning streak in the NBA. Good job, Nets. And then finally for today, the Dallas Mavericks went into the Denver Nuggets and got schmuckered 126-118. This was really fun. Jam and Jamal had a massive fourth quarter. Luka and all his buddies there in Dallas got into that sweet weed. Ran out of legs. Classic Denver fashion. So for the Mavs, Luka Doncic had 23 points, 12 assists, 6 rebounds. Classically awesome. That's his most ever assist as well, I believe. Unbelievable, Luka. Harrison Barnes, 30, 14 points on 12 shots for Wes Matthews. DeAndre Jordan had 11 points, 12 rebounds, and a bunch of bitching at Luka, which was funny. And Dirk Nowitzki, coming off the bench, 7 minutes, he had 3 points. Oh, that's nice. For the Nugs, they shot 55%. Yeah, that'll do it, won't it? It's like, oh, how'd he win? By shooting over 55%. Nikola Jokic, he had 32 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 assists. Absolutely crushing it. Jam and Jamal Murray had 22 points, 15 assists. That's a career high. Shot 10 of 18 from the field. Was unstoppable down the stretch. Monty Morris, the Nugs' backup point guard, is absolutely shredding at the moment. He had 16 points in this to go 5 assists. Absolutely shot the lights out of the ball as well. Went 7 of 10, 2 of 3 from 3. And really makes you think, do the Nugs need Isaiah Thomas? I mean, is he just going to throw it all off? How's Monty Morris? Over the last 5 games, he's shooting 51.7% from the field and 52.2% from 3. Fuck. I'd like to see Isaiah Thomas do that better. Oh, that's right. He's never probably going to do that better. Jesus. There was 12 points for there's only one Hernan Gomez. There's actually two Hernan Gomez, but Juancho was one of them. He was all right. And 16 points for Trey, not Donovan Mitchell, Lyles. Nice one, Denver. Still just keeping that dream of like, oh shit, are we the best team in the West dream alive? And they are. 21-9, unreal, versus the Mavs. Slowly slipping. They've lost 3 straight, 15 and 14. All right, let's get into the NBA Strayer approved performance of the night, though.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
D'Angelo! Yeah, that's right, man. D'Angelo Russell, 22 points, 13 assists, a career high, tying 13 assists against his old team. Yes, his shooting was a little bit off, but boy, did he bring a massive 3 at the end to help really put the Nets over the top. Crushed it. They're like, he's basically swanning around Brooklyn going, you know what? Odell Beckham's here, LeBron's here, and I'm fucking smashing my old team. What, you're going to trade me so you can play fucking Lonzo Ball? How about you eat my ass, Lakers? And that's exactly what D'Angelo Russell did. So that is the approved performance of the night. With also a hat tip to Larry Moeff and Nance Jr. That putback was fucking incredible. Thing is, he also did it a couple of plays beforehand to basically keep the Cavs in it. 15 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. You absolute legend. What about old mate no mates, though?
Old mate no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, it's the fucking refs again, man. Oh. Back-to-back days we had Tex for holding onto the rim for like a half fucking second while the player tried to basically make sure they didn't land on a motherfucker or like fuck themselves up. Happened yesterday to Hamidou Diallo, and today it happened to Jammin' Jamal. What the fuck, refs? Would you just pull your fucking heads in, you dipshitted no-mate fucking nerds? Quit it. The dude dunked. He's holding onto the rim because he's leaped into the fucking air like some sort of Superman. He's dunked the ball. His actual body weight is going in a completely different way. He holds onto the rim to stabilize himself, swing to make sure he doesn't hit a teammate, and then drops down, hands up. Why the fuck are you giving them text, you fucking assholes? Would you fuck off? Refs, pull your fucking head in. We're not there to see you. All right, spud of the night.
Spud, 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 it is spud of the night.
Spud of the night. Oh, this one hurts my heart. Victor Oladipo. Man, he really blew this Cavs game. So he spudded up basically in general. 4 of 15 shooting for his 12 points. Did Victor. And then just in general, down the stretch, it just hurts my heart, but he missed 2 free throws back-to-back that would have won or basically sealed the game for the Pacers. And basically, they're up 91 to 90. And you're like, all right, cool. Victor, they foul in the inbounds. Sweet. Victor's going up, steps up. He's like, oh, don't worry, fellas. I've got this. Dunk. Dunk. Yeah, not great. Also had 3 turnovers, went 1 of 6 from 3, 3 of 6 from the free throw. The crazy part was, he was 3 of 4. You're like, yeah, nah, he's good. He's a great free throw shooter. And he usually is. But Jesus, Victor, you cost your team the game there, mate. Jeez, rough one. Also, extra hat tip to LeBron airballing a massive 3 at the end of that Nets game. Bit of a spud that he chucked up there. He was clearly just done, though. By the second that they let Jared Dudley waltz into the paint and basically have this, what, his second layup in the fourth quarter, LeBron's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. Just chucked up like a shot. Didn't give a fuck. And was out of there. So some nice spudding. Also, pantsing of the night does go to Jared Allen, go the fro, because he blocked the absolute bejesus out of LeBron James. That was pretty bloody good. So good on you, Fro Allen. Go the fro. Somebody get Guy Sebastian on the phone, would they? Maybe I'll try to. All right. Anyway, better than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
We're coming for everybody. And Lonzo did actually come for everybody today. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 turnovers. Trae Young as well. Better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball, we always call this. Trae Young today, 19 points, 4 assists, 5 turnovers, 5 of 11 shooting. So more turnovers than assists for both of the nominal point guards for the Lakers and the Hawks. So better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball today goes to, better than Lonzo Ball is John Collins. That's a total cocktail. 20 points and 13 rebounds. Smashed it. And Luka Doncic over Trae Young. The two rookies going at it who got traded for each other. He had 23 points, 12 assists, 6 rebounds, 5 of 15 shooting. Absolutely fucking magical. On you, Luka. But he didn't do that against a bunch of like 19-year-old white kids at BYU in t-shirts. How would we know he was going to be good? Wankers. All right, we'll be back in a second right after these ones.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Yeah, it's time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, is LeBron James correct? Would Anthony Davis on the LA Lakers be amazing? Yeah, nah, no, get the fuck out of here. Of course it had, oh, that had fucking sucked for every other fucking fan base in the goddamn universe, wouldn't it? So fucking old no-chin Dave McMenamin over there reported today that he asked LeBron before the Nets game, hey, LeBron, how would you feel about Anthony Davis being on your team? And LeBron, in a surprise twist, responded, it'd be pretty good. It'd be incredible. It'd be amazing. So, yeah, no fucking shit. Like, what does Dave McMenamin think LeBron's going to say there? This is clearly McMenamin going, oh, fuck, man. My last, like, bunch of stories haven't got that much clicks at ESPN, and these bosses are kind of like, shit, why are we paying for this fucking no-chin dipshit to sit in on the jump and talk shit about LeBron endlessly, but no one reads his shit? Oh, that's right. Get him to ask about what LeBron thinks about Anthony Davis going to LA. There we go. Fucking genius. Jesus Christ. Of course it'd be amazing, you fucking morons. If you're a Lakers fan, everybody else is like, no, fuck that shit. Anyway, number two, is Kyrie Irving full of shit? Yeah, nah, yes. Sorry, Aussie Kyrie, but fucking just sometimes, dude, you got to just fucking, you're just full of shit. Like, I don't care. You can speak your fucking mind, but everybody just needs to understand you're full of fucking shit. So he was defending Steph for saying that Steph reckoning that the moon landing was fake. And Kyrie responded, you up getting caught because you're on this false platform where you're not even a human being anymore. You're now extrapolated for all the information that you know and think. And now you have to fit a mold that you're clearly not. That's just Kyrie just like talking and just not actually thinking about his words. And he's like, added also about like being on CNN and like they say that we're jocks and then we're like news. And it's like, yeah, because like you say dumb shit like the world is flat and we're like, yeah, you're a fuckwit. So fucking like just say smart shit. That'd be cool. Instead of being a dumb person who keeps talking to sound like they're smart, which is what Kyrie's doing. Next up, should Nick Nurse complain about the refs when it comes to Kawhi? Yeah, nah, yeah, of course he fucking should. You gots to back your mans, Nick. I love it. Backing up your mates, mate. But also, you got to show to Kawhi that you're going to go into bat for him at every fucking opportunity, right? So that when push comes to shove going into free agency next year, you're like, hey, man, we had your back. This entire organization is like paying through the fucking nose. The coach is fucking forking out cash specifically to get you more calls with the refs and shit. And like Kawhi is going to be like sitting there going... Yeah, so Nick Nurse did say to the media, tonight was a very severe case of a guy who was playing great, taking it to the rim and just absolutely getting held, grabbed, poked, slapped, hit and everything. And they refused to call any of it. It was unbelievable to me. You can't tell me one of the best players in the league takes 100 hits in that game and shoots 4 free throws. It's ridiculous. The guy's one of the best players in the league. He doesn't complain. They just turn their head and go the other way. It's been going on all year. Well, also, the flip side of that is Kawhi never getting called for fouls when he's slapping the absolute fucking shit out of the other players, Nick. So just, I don't know, pot, kettle, just saying. Anyway, time for the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. Guys, it's almost 2019. Y'all still can't believe Austin Rivers is bad at basketball. Tweeted out. Fuck, who was it? I don't know. I responded to it. Look, the unpopular opinion is I agree that Austin Rivers is okay at basketball. He's also not that fucking good, as evidenced by his absolutely fucking abysmal shooting numbers this year, where he is currently just like being an absolute fucking giant spud across his time. So Austin is currently shooting 39% for the year. I mean, you know what that is? Not fucking good, mate. 39.2% for the year, 31% from three. Jesus. Yeah, he's not good. But at the same point, look, I still get his entire role and everything, that he's not a bad basketball player. You know, he's not bad. But I can still go out there and say that he's an extremely punchable crybaby daddy's boy and let that drive my feelings towards that absolute fucking punchable sput. Just saying. But he might actually help a contender. There you go. That's the unpopular opinion of the day. All right. What about Outback Takehouse? Come on in to Outback. It's Wednesday at Outback Takehouse. And that means Razorback Ribs on special. That's right, we've got Derek Rucker out the back. West Sydney Razorback himself, Derek Rucker, preparing your Razorback ribs. Only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is... LeBron James lost to the Brooklyn Nets on purpose to show Anthony Davis that he needs him in LA and to force Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka to trade everything for Anthony Davis. That's right, LeBron is firmly now on the tank for AD. Only at Outback. Love it. It's actually not a bad Outback steakhouse. Could you imagine if that's LeBron's thing? He's like, yeah, it'd be actually like before the game, McMenamin, fucking old no chin over there, is like, hey, LeBron, do you reckon it'd be sweet to play with Anthony Davis? LeBron's like, oh, yeah, fuck, that would be. And meanwhile, he's like out there with fucking notorious KCP and like old man Tyson Chandler. He's like, ah, oh, fuck this. I'm going to start losing games until these assholes trade for Anthony Davis. Trade Brandon. Trade all of them. Fucking I don't care, man. I need Anthony Davis. All right, we'll be back in a second with the, what is it, the Australian Player Watch and the Shane Heal Award and a great moment in NBA Australia history right after, let's say, this one.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dally Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we are back. It's Australian Player Watch. We didn't have much to watch in the Australian Player stakes today. No Big Simo, Ben Simmons, or Jonah Bolden, son of Bruce. No Jingling Joe Ingles. No Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe. No Aaron Bangers Baines. No Paddy Thrills Mills. No Kung Fu Thon, 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 Thon. But we did have King Deli of Maryborough. First of his name, Smasher of Tins, Wrecker of Knees, Diver of Loose Balls, and Sinker of Threes. And Dally did have another double-digit scoring outing for the Cavs. Ever since he got to Cleveland, he's been absolutely smashing, and he scored 10 points today on 4 of 6 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3, added 4 assists and a rebound, and was a team-high plus 18 for the fucking game. Absolutely bloody amazing, Dally. He is absolutely crushing it. How do those spuds over there in Milwaukee feel about it? Got to feel pretty bad. Also, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff got out there for the Dallas Mavericks today against the Nugs in the last minute of the game for a minute. Zero stats, but was also a plus 2 because of that hustle, I'll tell you. All right, so what else do we do on Wednesdays apart from the NBA Australia Player Watch? Oh, we do have basically most of the Australians playing tomorrow. We've got Big Simo playing the Knicks. You got Bangers playing Phoenix. We have... I believe Utah, they play Golden State. So there's Jingler and Dante. So I believe the only one we don't have will be Dally and Rowdy. Weird. And yeah, Thon's out there as well because they play New Orleans. So that'd be fun as hell. All right. But anyway, what are we doing Wednesdays? Let's do. Oh, mate, you know you love it. It is the Shane Hill Shooter Shoot Shoot Your Shot Light 'em Up Award. Praise the Lord, I am healed. It is the Shane Hill Shoot Your Shot, Light 'em Up Award for this week. And it goes to, today, Jammin' Jamal Murray. He went fucking ham in the fourth quarter versus the Mavs, dropping the literal hammer, just like Shane the Hammer Heel on Dallas and Luka and co. The Blue Arrow, he likes to call himself. I mean, it's pretty fucking dorky, but good on him. The Canadian Jamal Murray is absolutely smashing it. So 22 points today. Pretty bloody good, you might say. 15 assists, a career high. Absolutely amazing. But that backs up 2 19-point performances in 4 straight wins for the Nugs. Absolutely crushing it is Jammin' Jamal. Shooting an amazing clip. He went 8 of 15, 7 of 16, and 10 of 18 in his last 3 games. 6 of 10 before that. So Jammin' Jamal Murray, you absolute legend. You just joined the Shane Hill Shooter Shoot, Shoot Your Shot, Filler Up, Light 'em Up Award winners for this week. Also had a great moment where he went had a block and then went coast to coast and finished with a beautiful little Euro step. Oh, it was incredible. 10 points in the fourth quarter today as well. So good on you, Jammin' Jamal. What about, though, a great moment in NBA Australia stat history?
Great moments in NBA Australia stat history.
Oh, well, mate, this is an easy one. it's Matthew Dellavedova right fucking now, because Delly has scored in double figures in five straight games, which is the first time in his entire career this has happened. So he goes back to Cleveland. That's right, Stephen A. Smith. He's in
Cleveland.
That's right. The Cavs are now 3-3 since trading for Delly, and Delly is currently averaging 11.8 points, 4.2 assists, shooting 53% from three and 54% from the field, like an absolute fucking sniper. And has scored in double digits every game since he has, every game that he's played for Cleveland. So it is literally a great moment in NBA Australia stat history right now, because Delly is absolutely fucking crushing it. Love it. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day and the game previews for like a massive 12 games right after this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Australia. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia. All right, we are back. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in / inspiration board. And oh my God, this one is right at the heartstrings today. Patty Mills tweeted out, "The gratitude I have to be in the position to make an impact on other people's lives in a positive way brings greater meaning and contentment than just playing basketball, because that's what matters most. Hashtag go Spurs go. Hashtag, well, no, at UA basketball." Because Patty then did, it was an Instagram video of the impact he's had on a kid named Aiden and the Spurs organization giving he and his family a whole bunch of awesome swag, some shoes, tickets to a game, and really helping them out, which is incredible, through San Antonio Youth. Patty Mills, you absolute fucking legend. Not only are you fighting for an indigenous round in the NBL, which the NBL are now making plans to do. No shit, they fucking should have done that ages ago. And you're out here also helping the kids of San Antonio. Patty Mills, you are a dead set legend, mate. Love it. All right, let's get on to the game previews for tomorrow, shall we?
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem. There's 12 games tomorrow.
Holy shit, there is too. I mean, that's unreal, isn't it? 12 games. Let's get into it. Damn it. Let's just do the damn thing. Let's do some live odds as well, depending on what's up there. Cleveland at Charlotte. Oh, man, how big a bullet did Kemba Walker dodge by not getting traded to the Cavs last year? Anyway, the Hornets are 12.5-point favorites against the Cavs. Cavs on a back-to-back. Ooh, even with Delly, I might take Charlotte -12.5. I think the Cavs are the sort of team where they pull out a weird win over a team that they definitely shouldn't have beaten in Indy, and then get absolutely fucking shit pumped the next night against the Hornets. Give me 12.5 points. Hornets will beat them by more than that. The Sixers host the New York Knickerbockers of New York City, and they are 14-point favorites. Big Simo, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butts, they will beat the shit out of the Knicks. I just don't know if they're going to do it by more than 14. Give me the Knicks +14, because they just tend to stick around, the old Knicks. I mean, the Sixers will probably win it by like 10, but +14 is a lot. So Knicks +14, thank you very much. The Spurs are at Orlando. Oh, it's the Jonathan Simmons homecoming-ish kind of game where his mates come to visit him. That's nice. Spurs are 1-point underdogs for some reason against the Magic. I will take the Spurs +1. Thank you very much, because the Magic are shit and the Spurs are at least half decent. Phoenix play the Boston Celtics. This is great. We've got Bangers Baines out there against DeAndre Old Man Ayton. Devo Booker up against Aussie Kyrie. This should be an absolute treat. Always a great, great mix of colors as well, the Phoenix versus Boston. Just like the 1975 finals, mate. The greatest game ever played. Was that game 6, the triple overtime? Fucking incredible. Boston are 11.5-point favorites, and I will take that. I think Boston will absolutely beat the bejesus out of the Suns. The Suns are a rabble. Jesus. And Boston are just coming on very nicely. Indy at Toronto. Toronto are hosting the Indiana Pacers and are 7.5-point favorites at home. Give me the Raps. Indy on a back-to-back. Toronto after their couple of losses on the end of their road trip. I think they'll be hungry to kick the shit out of somebody, and that'll be Indy. Apologies to the Pacers. Don't know what to tell you. Brooklyn at Chicago on a back-to-back. Nets are 2-point favorites over Chicago. Look, Brooklyn are on a 6-game winning streak. you're usually like, that's good. They go to someone like, you know, Chicago who are shit, and you're like, oh, they'll make it seven. Watch them lose this. Give me the Bulls plus two. I just can't trust this fucking Nets team. It's just how it goes, man, especially with that Allen crab. Who else we got? Washington at Houston. Houston, 11-point favorites at home. Definitely give me the Houston Rockets. Wizards traveling again on a back-to-back from Atlanta to Houston. I will take the Rockets. They will absolutely smoke Washington. Especially Trevor Ariza out there against his best mate, Chris Paul. He's like, oh, we're going to be on State Farm commercials forever, man. New Orleans play the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee, I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. Bucks are 7.5-point favorites. I think I'll take the Pelicans plus 7.5. They should at least keep this one close, shouldn't they? Shouldn't they? Maybe. What do you reckon? Yeah, they're pretty good, but I mean, 7.5 points. Look, Milwaukee will probably win it, but it'll probably be not by over 8 points. So I'll take the Pelicans plus 7.5. The Golden State Warriors versus the Utah Jazz. I believe it's pronounced Yaz. I believe the J is a soft J. The Warriors are -3 against the Jazz. Fuck that. I'll take -3 in a second for the Warriors against Utah. Utah are just so up and down. Utah might win it, but goddamn, man. Give me the Warriors -3. Detroit basketball play Minnesota, which is pretty crazy. I mean, that's fun. And there are no odds for that, which is pretty... Oh, there it is. There we go. Pistons +5. Yeah, give me the Wolves -5. Detroit are a fucking rabble at this point. They just stink. But then, back to that New Orleans-Milwaukee game. That's tasty as hell, isn't it? Holy crap. Greek Freak versus Anthony Davis? Shit, yeah. Sign me up. And then Golden State-Utah... Also fucking good. Memphis at Portland. Jeez. They're like a road bump, but they got smoked the other day by the Warriors. No Conley, maybe. Portland should have no problems with them. They are -6, though. Yeah, look, I don't see the Grizzlies scoring anywhere near enough to keep up with the Trailblazers. Even if their defense plays pretty well against the Blazers, I think they'll have too much firepower and blow away the Grizz. And then finally, Jesus Christ, finally getting to the end of it. OKC versus Sacramento. You've got De'Aaron Fox versus Rusty Westbrook. I love it. And the Thunder are 4.5-point favorites in this. I think I'll take them. They're on a bit of a killing streak at the moment. And Sacramento are just showing us a little bit of a swoon. Just a little bit of one. I mean, they only just lost one, but, you know, on a back-to-back too, where they didn't play their starters, so they'll be nice and rested. But OKC just looked pretty good at the moment. So I'll take them -4.5? Yeah. Give me that. Nice one. And you know what? Oh my God. That's incredible. That's it for today. Nice one. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facebook, Insta. We're all over the socials during the games. Don't worry about it. And chuck us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts. We're now on Spotify, which is unreal, as well as Stitcher. So make sure you rate, review us, follow us on Spotify, whatever. It's great listening through on Spotify. I love it. So make sure you chuck us a rating and review, though. It helps out heaps. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music. Go check out the new band House Hats, though, and go vote for their song I've Been Broken in the Hottest 100, would ya? House Hats, I've Been Broken. It's awesome. Big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes throughout NBA Australia. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Facey, etc. Remember, NBA Australia, support Australia, Burns! And that is it for today, man. Stick around for a brand new Rowdy's Recos. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads, with a huge, huge NBA slate. Can't wait. All right, this is NBA Australia saying, later, horses! Hi there, friends. It's me, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. Just helping all of you out there in NBA Australia world to relax a little with some life hacks. Because few people know how to exercise the stress from their life like me, the bloke who's played basketball in Indiana and Russia. And oddly enough, in both places, I nearly froze to death. So hey, I know how to chill. So this week's life hack is a really simple one. Especially for you fellas out there who are living with your lady or your significant other. Just hang some holly from every doorframe. So whenever your significant other, lady friend, whoever, is under it, you get to give them a nice little peck. Trust me, you also just really need to lean into the holiday spirit. And your SO will love you even more for it, because they go crazy for it, so you should too. And make sure during the year that you have a little note on your phone that contains little bits of info about potential Chrissy presents that you update every time you overhear them mention something that they might like. Then you get to surprise them with your attentiveness at the end of the year. And you know what they say? Happy SO, happy life. So make sure you have plenty of Christmas and holiday stuff on hand to light up their life, and it'll make your life just that little bit easier during the holiday season. Okay, I've been Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. Have yourselves a fantastic Christmas and holiday period, and I'll be back to help you live a less stressful life with Rowdy's Recos next week on NBA Australia.